We're going to continue. We're already in the third part of the class. In the beginning, I thought it was going to be one class. The way we're going, I think it's going to be 10 classes. Yesterday, we only did one group, only the Amaleks. I don't know what we're going to be able to do today. But good, listen, the more it takes means the more is what to say about it. And there's a lot more what to say.
You mentioned that this is from Hakdamat.
Yeah, we're reading from the Hakdamat HaZohar. No, it's a whole set.
Just like the Zohar.
It's a whole set. The Zohar is divided, that there's the Zohar on the parasha. Mm-hmm. That's what we learn here all the time. Mm-hmm. Then there's Tikkuni HaZohar. There are 70 Tikkunim, which sometimes we learned here. I don't know if you remember, a few Lag BaOmers ago, we had a whole night that we learned here. We learned from Tikkuni HaZohar. Sometimes I teach from Tikkuni HaZohar. It's much more deeper, much more harder. It's, I would say, much more advanced to learn the Tikkuni HaZohar. So we're focusing on the Zohar and the Parashah, but there's another part of the Zohar that is called Hakdamat HaZohar. Hakdamah is like an introduction or the pre-Zohar, but this is again another series. And it's on the Parashah, but a little bit off the subject. Here we're learning from Parashat Bereshit, so it makes sense because it's talking about the book of Bereshit, by the way, not Parashat Bereshit. Because it's talking about the development of mankind, and now we're going to learn about the Nephilim, the angels that fell, and the Amalekim, and the time of Babylon, I mean the Tower of Babel. So it all has to do with the book of Bereshit, but this is, we're reading out directly from the Hakdamat HaZohar. When we're going to be done with these five groups, then we'll go to a few other places in the Talmud that I want to read, and a few other books that we're going to connect it all together. I think, anyways, I wanted it to be one class, but I think it's going to end up turning to be a whole series. And by the way, not for the you here local, for the ones who are looking online, I do think that we're not going to put all the videos online, because at some point they are going to go a little bit too sensitive, and I think to prevent from these videos getting removed and the rest of the videos blocked, then we might just load the rest of the videos on the Atzmut website. For you, it doesn't make any difference, but for the ones who follow online, if you see the videos disappear, not disappear, maybe even this video, we'll just put a little bit on the YouTube and then the rest on Atzmut. So only because I do think that at some point you cross a few lines. I think yesterday I got a little bit carried away talking about Zionism and all that stuff. These are the things that that eventually will cross lines. So I'm telling you, if you miss classes and the ones who are online, if you want to continue, if you don't see the rest online, go and look at atzmut.com. We're going to load it there. And I think even on this video, we'll put already a link where we're going to continue posting them. Because I think that the thing is that the ones who want to listen to what this has to say, then it's important also for them to hear and listen for the rest of the things that the Zohar is not talking about, but practical things. You know, most Israelis don't even know what's going on in Israel. Most Israelis, they idolize Ben-Gurion and Herzl and Jabotinsky and all these big names, and all the streets are on them. And these were the biggest people against the Torah. People idolize Ben-Gurion. They don't understand that his plan was to create a country that has nothing to do with the Torah. They called it Medinat HaYehudim. You know, this is the biggest hoax ever. It's not a Yehudi. If you want to make it Medinat HaYehudim, then it has to be a state based on the laws of the Torah. There's nothing laws of the Torah here, and they made it in such an evil way that they established rabbinical courts and rabbinical establishments like the Rabbanut. It all belongs to the Tzionim. Why? So they can control the rabbis with money, with power, and hold key positions so they can still manipulate the world of the Torah. It's all distorted. People think the Rabbanut is like a rabbinical establishment. It's not. It was established by the New World Order, the Illuminati. It's actually, the funds came from the Rothschilds and the Queen of England. The Rabbanut of Israel. And most people don't know that. People see things in a completely different way. So I think it's also appropriate in these classes to throw here and there some more information, and I think for the safety of the video, I can care less, but for the videos to continue going, because I do want to continue the rest of the videos to go online. So I think maybe these series will remove from YouTube and just post it in a more safe place for the ones who are interested. A lot of people are not interested. I told you before the class with the comments that we're getting. You're not interested in what I have to say. Shut the video. Go watch something else and move on. Why put yourself in a pit of Lashon Hara and slandering. You're not happy with what I have to say. Move on. There's plenty of rabbis online. You can learn other stuff. But very important to know, this is not some invented thing. This is read directly from the Zohar. So I'm also going to put it to the camera. This is not that I'm reading a newspaper or something or some conspiracy theory author. This is from the Zohar. It was written around 2,000 years ago, which everything that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said was in Ruach HaKodesh, seeing things in the future. And nobody can come and say, oh, this is some conspiracy theory. This is what the Zohar says. So with that said, let's continue. Yesterday we learned about the first of the five groups of the Erev Rav. We explained that this is the Klipa of Amalek. We gave the Siman, the acronym of the five groups, which is Nega Ra. If you remember, Nega is written Nun Gimel Ein Reish Ein. The Nun for Nega is the Nephilim. The Gimel for Nega is Giborim. The Ein of Nega is the Anakim. And then the Reish of Ra is Rephaim, and the Ein of Ra is Amalekim. Okay, these are the five groups. Yesterday we went through the Amalek, understanding that it's rooted all the way back to the time of the generation of the Tower of Babel. Not a lot of people thinking that it's coming much later. No, it's originated in the time of the Tower of Babel, what's called the dispersion generation. But the Amalek, the Klipa of Amalek, even goes even further before that. And we explained briefly about the Amalek, which the conclusion of Amalek, and later on when we finish the series, we'll also do a summary and kind of summarizing each group, what they are, and more detailed. But yesterday we concluded that the group of Amalek are the leaders of the world. Okay, the Zohar says Rashei HaOlam. Rosh means the head. But in English, or in a more spoken language, it's the leaders. So leaders are presidents, they're prime ministers, generals, chief of staffs, kings and queens, huge CEOs and individuals like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, and many others that are just in key positions. Even like the clown, what's his name? Fauci, Dr. F. Clown, I don't know even how to call him. But anyway, he's in a key position. He's not a leader, but he's in a key position. So it's all these types of individuals everywhere around the world. It's not that it's just in the land of Israel. It's in all the governments. It's in all the kingdoms everywhere. And in many of the cases, I'm just trying to be conservative, there, I would say the majority are the Erev Rav, and maybe a small minority in the leadership is not Erev Rav. The way it works is that even in the leadership, it will always manifest into the business world, because the heads of banks, heads of newspapers, heads of communication companies, then the Erev Rav will plant their people as the heads. And the heads, I mean a CEO, a president of the company, the head of the board of directors, and so forth. So the net that is spread over is everywhere. So the Erev Rav, when it comes to the Amalek, they're the leaders and the heads of everything. And listen, if you ask me, I would tell you it's 100%. People, hard for them to digest 100%, so I would say the majority. In my eyes and into my opinion, any huge company, any huge anything, then the head has to be part of the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav will not allow it to happen. So if it's a huge company like Netflix, Amazon, eBay, I'm talking about now the internet companies, Google, Schmoogle, Apple, all this, the head has to be part of the Erev Rav, and if he's not part of the Erev Rav, he has to be submitted to the Erev Rav. The Erev Rav will not let a huge company survive without them having control over it. That's how it works. And it will be from show business to music, to in all the industries, and to make it to a point that almost everything in the world is under the control of the Erev Rav. Now, it doesn't matter now, you can call it New World Order, Illuminati, Kabbalah, it's irrelevant to the title. We're now calling it Erev Rav. But when it comes to the Amalek, he has to control everything. So everything, even in big companies, and it's in all countries. Now, I know a lot of people will come and say, yeah, but countries go against each other. A lot of it is a show. In many times, the friction or the arguments or wars between companies, it's all a show. Countries, it's a show. And in many cases, so what if they go against each other? By the way, they also have issues in between themselves. Issues of power. Who's going to control? Who's going to be the next leader? Who's going to get the upper hand? But just that you know, a lot of it is one big show. Wars, arguments, most of it is a show. Most of it is man-made. It's not really a war. All the American wars are business transactions. You know what a money-making machine is a war? All the wars in America, don't think that some patriot going and fighting the Vietnamese. What does America have to do with Vietnam or Korea? You know, it's and same thing with the Second World War. It's a business. It's the best money-making machine to go into war. And the second that they were placed into this world, ding, they saw the girls. That's it. The rest was history. And he says, Vegomel, I didn't have to say anything. Just put them in front of the women. And the Zohar says, Hashku behon. Right away they lusted them or they desired them, the women, of course. And right away went after them. They're like, forget about this, wings. I don't need to be an angel. I'm staying here. But I know this is something that a lot of people don't like hearing, which on a quotation I'll say I can care less. But, you know, up until 2 years ago, if you would tell people about, you know, New World Order, Illuminati, Cabal, nobody knew anything. Now, suddenly because of Corona, people are starting to be a little bit more educated. You would tell people 2-3 years ago about all these networks of child trafficking, unless you work for the FBI, how would you know about all this? But the fact is that this is a multi-trillion dollar industry in the world of child trafficking, kidnapping kids and then trafficking them from one country to the other. Some of them go to the elites as sex slaves, as whatever they want to use them for. Some of them are being sacrificed. And this is where people are like, oh, I don't want to hear this. It doesn't exist. It exists. You don't want to hear it, but it exists. And then some of them are being programmed, some of them being tortured, doing all sorts of experiments on them and so forth. But the reality is that you have millions of kids. And by the way, a lot of them are kids that are taken from their parents legally. How do they call it in America? PCR? PCA something? How's it called?
It's Children and Family Services.
So that would be
HRS,
whatever. CPS, something like that. This is a mafia. They're coming into people's homes and they're saying the parents are not fit to raise the children. They're taking the children away. Half of it is all false. It's all that I know families, I know personal families, that they didn't do nothing. Beautiful, perfect parents and the kids were taken away from them. This is already going information I should not talk publicly, but in Israel, in North America, the kids, or in other places in the world, the kids disappear and they never find them. End of story. In Israel, they abduct the kids, program them, and bring them back out to their families. I'll stop here, and without a camera, I will continue another time. We spoke about it the other day. But the problem is, in North America, the kids disappear. And I told you already, not once and not twice, when you're looking at these thousands and thousands of Antifa members. What do you think of these Antifa members are? These are the kids that were abducted 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago. The kids that get abducted, part of them go to child sacrifice. And I know a lot of people say, what are you talking about? It sounds too crazy. No, there's child sacrifices as we speak in our day. Nothing changed from 3,000-4,000 years ago. This is says clearly in the one of the Avodah Zarah, one of the idolatry that they used to do at the time of the Torah. It's called La'avir et ha'iladim la'molech, give the kids to the molech. The molech is the samech mem, the satan, and they would sacrifice them. And it's still done up until today. Don't live in some la-la land that it doesn't. The rest of them go to being sex slaves and child pornography. And the rest of them, yeah, they're doing experiments on them or they program them. And then you have thousands of Antifa members that are running in the streets like cuckoo. Because they're programmed. They're literally programmed. So there are much more to it, but we have to understand what type of an evil world we are in, and not to be so naive, and not everything is so nice, and Hashem is not happy with a lot of things. So you want to make sure that you don't be part of it. Listen, to put the cards on the table, we all have desires and lusts, we all want At least I hope that we all want the other gender and not to have to go to the same gender. But we all have, that's totally natural, but it has to be directed in a holy way. But it's important to know, I know it's disgusting, I know it's rated R plus, but we also have to face the reality. That's the reality amongst us, and it's all around us. So maybe a lot of us didn't get affected by it, but I know hundreds, if not thousands of kids, now they're adults, of course, that were molested, or even just mistreated in an inappropriate way. And not talking about the ones who are raped in a systematic way. This is not something that should be acceptable in our society. And usually molesters and rapists somehow get away with it. And I'm ashamed to say that also in the religious community you have it. And a lot of it. It's not that it's like a once in a blue moon. It's everywhere. In a filthy, disgusting way. So in a direct and an indirect way, that's part of the Nephilim, another branch of the Erev Rav. So just to conclude and move on, the Amalek, that's the leaders of the world. Now let's go to the next group.